Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And I want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated every morning while we're twitching away. And thanks to everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Friday.
It's been fun because there's a lot of excitement, and maybe no one more excited than the man himself, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
All right, Andrew Abreu. Crow Armstrong hits one in the air. Deep right field. This is going to go. It's gone. The first major league hit for Pete Crow Armstrong is a bomb to right. And the Cubs take the lead. 3-1 over the Astros here in the sixth. That's a wow.
That is a wow.
That's a wow.
I got to tell you, I'm listening to the game. I go home yesterday, and I'm like, I got to get some kind of nap because I'm going to be up late. So I lie down, and I'm listening to the game, and that is what got me. I like popped
hard
up
to sleep
and,
after that.
No, that was it. But it was wonderful.
Nice call, Zach.
I heard it happen.
That's a wow!
Thank you to our guy, Brandon Fryer. Great work as always.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
When you think about the journey that you've been on together, what does tonight mean to you?
It means the world. It's amazing. I'm so grateful to God, so happy for him. We are so proud of him.
There you go. How far?
Asked and answered.
That's right.
Look it up.
It's a long way.
Look it up. You can Google map it.
That is the great Lawrence Holmes. And he's here with Dan Burstein.
How about football? Should we get back to football?
Thank you, Lovey.
Thank you, Lovey.
Wasn't that great? That was one of the great moments.
Brian Thomas's LSU wide receiver. That was his mom.
That is outstanding. We came from Baton Rouge. That's a long way away to Detroit.
Tell us about your journey.
Well, we went to the airport.
We took a flight.
About 2 hours.
We called an Uber, and that took us to the airport. And then we got an airplane, and we flew here.
Here to Detroit.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
That's it.
No lies detected.
Well, come on now. Even you.
Even me.
I mean, even you, the guy that kind of reigns on every parade, so to speak.
Now, he's been at the front of the parade on this one.
Okay, good.
Big moment.
I just wanted him to use that pick and not trade it and get elite talent because they need elite talent, and they didn't overthink it.
Accept the gift that is given to you.
Don't overthink it.
Grasp the obvious.
Thank you.
They didn't overthink it like, you know, the people that picked right before them.
Oh, God, yeah.
That was super wild.
That was
know what they say.
The draft turned on that.
You always draft a quarterback when you don't need one. That's how you stay ahead of the game.
I think that the way they used to say that. It's an old adage for a reason. I think because it's old and dated.
Draft a 26-year-old quarterback.
You could have traded down.
By the time he plays, he'll be 26.
He'll be 30.
He'll be 30.
Yeah, it's a strange. I mean, if you're an owner and you just gave a guy $100 million and now he's going to be here for 2 years?
Well, that's why Arthur Blank walked right up to him and was like, hey, come here.
Well, if Kirk Cousins pops his Achilles on his first practice back, then it's going to look like a great move. But you can't work that way. If you guarantee $100 million to a 35-year-old quarterback, you're all in on making him succeed quickly. And next season, you're winning now. Drafting his replacement is about worrying about later. Doesn't make any sense.
It would be different if you were looking at the model of what happened in Kansas City, where a guy's at the end of a contract, and then you draft a quarterback that can sit and learn behind him and then take over. This is not that. You jumped out in free agency and gave a lot of money, guaranteed money to Kirk Cousins. With the plan of him not being your quarterback in 3 years?
Super weird. I once was at the Senior Bowl, and I turned around, and there was Arthur Blank standing there. And I've got to tell you, manicured like the White House lawn, this is a man that bears a striking resemblance to David Niven. But he did not have a hair out of place. You stopped and marveled, like, oh, that's what a billionaire looks like.
I like his style. I like his old man swag.
Yes.
He plays with colors with his suits and stuff.
That's a guy who clearly on his hair uses either a hair tonic or a pomade.
I swear to God, definitely pomade. He has a barber who travels with him. And he's just getting clipped all the time. He's like getting out of a barber chair every time you see him. Extraordinarily well kept.
I like the now I'm picturing you walk into the barber shop, and it's a reveal. Like there's someone with their back to you, and they turn, and it's Arthur Blank.
And you're like, damn, he looks beautiful.
That guy looks great.
Yeah,
he's like going to a barber shop, guys.
No, the barber goes to him.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. He's on the private jet.
He's got a guy. Room, he's got a guy and a chair. In his mansion.
He's never had one of those, helmets that kind of suck up and cut your hair. I mean, he's
Flo-by?
Been
he's,
yes.
No, he's not reaching into his pocket perfectly. To tip him with whatever he's got in his pocket.
But now I want him to in my world, kind of like my world where Virginia is hitting people with a cricket bat up at Hallis Hall, I now need him to be in Buckhead. I need Arthur Blank to just be kicking it with people at the black barbershops.
That's what I now want.
Cool.
Perfect.
That'd be cool.
Perfect. Perfect.
There's nobody for Virginia to chase around and hit with a cricket bat after last night.
She could probably chase around Kevin Warren with the cricket bat and
chase the mayor around.
Okay. That's what? He wasn't there last night.
Are you sure?
he might have been.
Yeah. Did you see what the governor said? I thought that was interesting. Yeah.
You see what Lee Bay wrote in the Sun-Times?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I think that's going to be the prevailing sentiment. They are up against tremendous public opposition.
But the governor said they want every dime out of every event, no matter what it is. They want every penny. Out of it.
They want to act as if they own the property, which was the whole point of owning the property in Arlington Heights.
Yeah, the fine print in the deal makes it even worse.
Yeah.
With everything.
Well, there's no deal. The proposal.
Right.
Yeah. The proposal.
Thank you.
There's never going to be a deal like that.
The fine print in the proposal makes everything even. It's like, wait, so you basically you want other people to pay for it, but you want all the revenue.
I could make a lot of proposals about my work arrangement, but it's never going to come true.
I thought that was a key moment in Lawrence's interview. And I wanted to mention this yesterday. It was a key moment of the interview when the mayor had been speaking in the past tense about we kept the Bears in Chicago, talking about how we did this, we have done this.
Yeah.
And then late in the interview, when he was on his heels a little bit, he said, this is a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, which is it?
Right.
No, which is it? Are you talking about this as if it's done? As if this is something accomplished?
It's a loose concept.
It is a vague concept.
It's a trial balloon, a big, glitzy, slickly presented trial balloon
that's been shot down with arrows, bullets, and lasers.
Yeah, that's Virginia's cricket. boom, down. She's got a badminton racket. Boom, down.
Shoulder-mounted Patriot missile battery.
I saw you have the high school coach. Tell us what
you
have today.
We actually do. Randy Trivers, who was the coach at Gonzaga College High School, outside of Washington, D.C., is going to tell us about his one-time prized pupil. We are going to do Who's Your Guy with a couple segments of that today with a lot of draft picks left to address some of the remaining issues. Then we're going to do Here Are Your Guys, and we'll bring back the scouting reports on Rome Odunze and Caleb Williams. Matt Bowen at 1 o'clock, Kevin Fishbane at 1:25. And a lot have. There could be some pretty awesome surprises as well. This is an exciting and hopeful day for Bears fans.
Have a great show.
Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Oh, yeah. We're on a special draft segment tomorrow morning.
9 to noon.
9 to noon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.